Hello, 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 everybody. It's me, your Latine host ex, Dabby Longlegs, and we're talking about week 6 of The Artist's Way. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. This chapter seems to be all about money and, like, limitations and all those spicy topics. So, she just cuts right to the chase with confronting false beliefs. And says that, basically this idea that work is work and not play, which is a toxic idea that what we want is somehow incongruent with what God wants. So when she talks about God, it doesn't have to be like the Christian Western God. It could just mean like the universe or our higher self. But, she's basically confronting this like deeply ingrained belief that we've inherited from society and like Western Christianity. That, you know, pleasure and enjoying life is not, like, worthwhile. And it's this, like, archetype of God as this stern parent figure. So then she says that what we want to do is, in fact, what we're meant to do. And the thing that inhibits us from doing what we want to do and ultimately what we're meant to do is blocks, which means feeling constricted, powerless, or making inappropriate choices with money, or not choosing self-care. It leads to these feelings of lack. So, like, that scarcity mindset that we were talking about in the last week. So, lack of money, which isn't an actual block. So, then she says that art is about good choices. We need to have good choices available to us in order to care. Oh wait, that's not even right. Hello, hello, it's me, your Thalian Latine host ex, Dabby Longlegs, covering week 6 of The Artist's Way. So, let's get right to the chase. False belief. Work is work, not play. This is a toxic idea that what we want is somehow incongruent with what God, or universe, or creator, or higher self wants. So it's this archetype that God is a stern parent that doesn't want us to enjoy pleasure or life or any of that good stuff. Ooh, boy. But then she retorts to that with, you are the cheapskate, not the universe. What we want to do is what we're meant to do. But the things that prevent us from doing what we want to do and ultimately what we're meant to do are blocks. Which means feeling constricted or powerless. So for example, it's like the lack of money is not an actual block. The reality could be that you use your money inappropriately, or you have like these like patterns with money or these subconscious beliefs about money that are preventing you from like using the money that you have. So the best, yeah, I can't even finish that sentence because called the fuck out. I'm just like, yikes. So anyway, in order to overcome these blocks and make art, we have to make good choices, and we have to have good choices available to us in order to access universal flow. And the issue is that we put a stopper on this universal flow, we put a stopper on life's joy by anorectically declining small gifts of life from the universe, and as a result, this stops the opportunity to receive larger gifts as well. Oh boy. Oh boy. Oh boy. Oh boy. Called out. Called out. So in order to achieve luxury, we need to take baby steps towards our expansion, and we must carve out time and space for ourselves to develop these skills. Wowzers. So then she starts with the exercises. Counting. Write down everything that you spend for a week. I went through all of like my budgeting notebooks, and I downloaded an Acorns app so I can start like investing and like putting money aside. Yeah, money is it's we have a tumultuous relationship, and I'm still learning how to manage it. 'Cause you know, when you're in school, they don't teach you about money. They don't teach you about budgeting. They don't teach you about investing or savings or taxes or mortgages. They're just kind of like, shut the fuck up and learn how to square dance. It's parallelogram season, and the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell. And I'm just like, what's interest? Like, yeah. Hydrate or dehydrate. So then she asks some questions to just like free associate with. You fill in the blanks. Money madness. People with money are, I was taught, greedy, hoarders, and evil. Money makes people, I thought, selfish, scarce, and possessive. I'd have more money if I got to work earlier and had more side hustles, even though that would exhaust me and like drain me. And yeah. My dad thought money was. I don't really know what to put for that. My mom always thought that money would need to be tracked carefully. She's always like, invest, save. And I'm like, okay. In my family, money caused. Growing up, I mean, like when I was young, my family had a lot of money. And so it was like very luxurious. But then as soon as, you know, divorce happened and all that, money was a huge source of stress to me. And so I kind of have this like conflicted relationship with it of like luxury, luxury, everything you could want. And then all of a sudden, like, I don't have enough. I don't know if I'll ever have enough ever again. Cool. Cool, cool, cool. Okay, money equals, I put, resource, freedom, opportunity. I'm afraid if I had money that I, dot, 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 I said would turn into Trump and he's horrible. Because it's like, there's like this weird, especially if you're raised like Christian or like, yeah, Christians, they basically like, it's so weird because it's like so many conservative. You know what? No, that's actually not true. Never mind. But yeah, it was just sort of like they would pathologize people who had a lot of money, or not even people who had a lot of money. They would always pathologize like the desire to make more money or the desire to be rich or to be wealthy and well off. Like, oh, that's so greedy and it's so evil. So then it's like as a result, you know, like you grow up with this shame around money, around wanting it, around wanting to have it, and like that's not helpful for being a functional adult who like has to pay their bills and like take basic care of themselves. All right, next page of assignments. In order to have more money, I would need to dot dot dot, and I wrote work more, sad face. When I usually have money, I dot 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 blow it on food. Food. I love food. If I weren't so cheap, I would dot dot dot. I said save and invest, which like I'm kind of investing now. So baby steps, baby steps. Being broke tells me dot 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 that I'm not good enough, deserving, or worthy, and that I'm a hot ass irresponsible mess. Oh boy. All right, so then her next assignments are natural abundance. Find five pretty rocks, five pretty flowers. Create, bake something. Okay, yeah, so I found the five pretty rocks around the neighborhood, and then I found the five pretty flowers also around the neighborhood because it's spring and there are so many flowers everywhere and it's just so beautiful. Oh, there's a butterfly out the window. And then for the baking, I got some gluten-free flour mix and I made so many waffles, y'all. I made so many fucking waffles. They're amazing. Then send postcards to 5 friends. I did that. I actually, the reason why this week took me longer than a week was because I didn't want to go to the next week because I kept putting that task off. I was like, oh no, I have 2 of these people's addresses, but like the remaining 3 friends, I haven't gotten their address before. And I'm like, I feel weird asking somebody for their address. And I'm like, wow. Anyway, I did it. And they got the letters and they appreciated them. So that was nice. And then take note of any changes in your financial situation. Do you have a deeper perspective? Any new ideas about what you love doing? And yeah, I'm actually in the process of getting a new certification that will hopefully bring me in some extra money and have some other benefits too. It's still in the process, so I'm not going to announce it yet. But I mean, yeah, I'm just telling myself I got another side hustle coming. And yeah, so that was week 6, calling me out about money. If you've read The Artist's Way or if you're currently reading it, let me know how your experience is going in the comments. Until next time. Bye.